Okay, Beit Hashem number 7 in Hilchos Avelus, the topics that we have on the outline in front of us. No photocopies because Baruch Hashem is still recovering from Iran. But so the outline we do have, Baruch Hashem. So that's the sugya in Yirtzeh Hashem we're going to touch on is Atifas Harosh, Kfiyas Hamita, Tefillin Yom Rishon La'Avel. This is an updated edition, by the way, of the outline. And the Isser La'Avel Latzeis Mi Beiso. Before we begin the Isra Atifas HaRosh, so I want to mention something I discussed with Rabbi Yisrael, and that is we had about She'ela Shalom. So in Shin Pei, hey, we're up to Shin Pei Vav. One point that came out in our discussion, we mentioned a discussion in the Achronim, which starts right from Darkei Moshe. What is the Isra She'ela Shalom? Is the Isra She'ela Shalom specifically in regards to Shalom itself, or good morning in other instances, other salutations qualify as She'ela Shalom. So we mentioned that that's a discussion of Rishonim and Achronim. We fought a little bit about what the Ramah says. I still believe that it seems to me the Pasha is that the Kasei good morning is mutter according to the Ramah, despite the objections. And that's okay. That was the discussion. Whether you apply that to Hilchos Avelos is not the salutation. Also, does that apply? So that was a machlokus. Rabbi Yisrael was medayik correctly in my lashon that I seem to be noted that even if one is going to be machmir, one could certainly be meikel in shloshim and yud beis chodesh, that to say hello and good morning, but not shalom aleichem. Even though that's a discussion amongst the achronim. So why? Because b'pashut you have hilchos kameikel ba'avel, and one would tend to be more meikel in regards to shloshim. But I also realize, as we were talking out, that works out beautifully in svara as well, and that is the svara that we saw that the isra of saying hello after shiva we pointed out stems from a different place in Hanekdom. Hanekdom says that you're supposed to be silent; you're not supposed to greet at all. Could be we saw also that there's an Isra Bebesa Avil to greet each other. And maybe there you shouldn't even say hello and good morning and so on and so forth. However, when it comes to the Isra during Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, so there we pointed out, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's based on Svaris in the Kadmonim. In the middle of Sif Aleph, it's the halacha is that he is allowed to ask others how they're doing, but they're not allowed to ask him. Ein acherim shalom b'shlomo, because he's not sharui b'shalom, he's not in a state of shalom. So it could very well be that when it comes to the Isra of Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not a din in Hanekdom. You're not allowed to give a salutation. Salutations are usher to an avil. Maybe even it's usher to salutate in the Beis Avil as well. However, the din of Shloshim is ask him how he's doing when he's in pain. Right? That's a very, very common issue. That how do you speak to someone who's in pain? So that's a different Isser. That's not Isser Hanikdom. That's, if you will, maybe some Halacha Bein Adam L'Chavero. I would imagine Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would say this is Halacha Bein Adam L'Chavero. If that's so then there's a difference between hello and good morning and Shalom Aleichem, because the guy is not B'Shalom. And even possibly, I want to throw out to the Kol Tovim Mefaltel, is how are you doing? How are you doing is an uncomfortable question if his father passed away 2 weeks ago, if his father passed away even six months ago, or if his brother passed away 2 weeks ago. How's an avil supposed to answer that question? You're asking me as if things are regular. So as we were talking it out, as we were being mefalta a little more, I think that sharpens this idea. It's not just stam that will be more makel and shloshim, but the actual svara of the Isser, the difference between Hanekdom and the Isser She'ela Shalom, between Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh would be different, and therefore you could differentiate between how are you doing, maybe one shouldn't ask how are you doing, versus hello, you know, it's not nice to ignore the Avel, or good morning, not nice to ignore the Avel, that Lechura would be permissible. Ulai v'ulai, that's what comes out from our analysis last time. Okay, now we're ready, Be'ezer Hashem, to discuss Atifas HaRosh. On the list of the Gemara in Tezvav Amid Aleph is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to Yechezkel, as the Torah so beautifully, Kedarko B'Kodesh, just spells out in Shin Pei Vav, tells him that he should do something. Avel Chayiv Atifas HaRosh, Pirush Yechaser Rosh Avelo Yehei Rosh Megula. He should cover his head and his face, and his head, they shouldn't be revealed. The Beis Yosef quotes the pasuk, lo sateh al safam, that in regards to Yecheskel is told not to wrap his head, in contrast to all Avelim, Miklal dekuli alma mechayvi. However, all other Avelim are chayiv in this form of Atifa. Okay. All other Avelim have to do some form of Atifa. Hence, we have in Shulchan Aruch, Avel chayiv Atifa sarosh, dahaynu sheyichase b'rosho b'talis o b'sudar, v'yachzer k'tzasu al piv, v'al rosh achotem. Basically, the way a kafia. The way a kafia is worn today by Arabs, but when the Menachemim comes, so then he's megala his rosh to show that he wants to speak to them, but otherwise he should sit in a state of atifas harosh. The Rama immediately comments, we don't have this custom of atifa. If you take a look in the Rishonim, as we mentioned, Tosis has this as well, that the Christians used to, we mentioned this before, used to make fun of the Jews who were sitting like Arabs. So the Rama says, "Einog im dinas elu v'chena minik pashut ve'ein lemahachmid l'shanas v'mashalo noagu avoseinu." And one should not change from what was the minik avoseinu. And the Shach mentions what we mentioned from Tosis. The Shach in Sivkot and Aleph says, "Mipnei she'mevil de'scho gadol min ha'ovdei kolchavim va'avodim shivchos shebeinenu." Miu, however, the Shach concludes, Yesh linog batifa ktsas. Dainu limsha hakova lamata lefnei hainayim, v'chein mashma bibach. So the Shach concludes the following. The Shach says that there we do have a atifa, we just don't use a kafia. And what we do today, says the Shach, is we have hats. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal said, commented right after, if you want to know the history of hats in our great yeshiva. So Rav Aaron Zatzal in 1960, and I got my history right, that JFK didn't wear a hat to his inauguration. So Rav Aaron said that no longer, it was already, the writing was on the wall, the hats were going out of style in America. So Rav Aaron argued that the halacha of wearing a hat that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah and so on doesn't apply at that time. Others held not that way. To this day, there are different approaches, Nahara Upashte, whether wearing a hat is something that is required during davening. I follow my Rebbeim that do wear a hat during davening. But Nahara Upashte, there are different customs now that it's out of style for a president to wear a hat. So the Shach says, in the Shach's time, it was still common to wear a hat. It was common. So the Shach says that therefore one should do atifa, that the hat should be a long, low down on the forehead. Yeah.
I heard last week from Rabbi Levi Moseret that
before long we're going to end up talking about hats. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Israel told him that the Rav used to have his hat during Tayyip Shiva.
Nachon. So this is according to Shach Yashar Koach, that Maaser Rav. I wasn't sure what the Yefemot.
I heard that from Rabbi Yashar too.
That Rabbi Yoshua also had his hat over his, like the Shach, the Fed. Yeah?
What about, so people who don't wear hats, so why not just keep it down a little bit?
Keep it down.
Like, while people aren't there. Meaning, if the Shach's bring down, the halacha.
Right. It's hard for the yarmulke to stay down over there. Yeah?
Why, because non-Jews make fun of us, would we change the halacha?
The answer is that when it comes to Dine Derabbanan like these Derabbanans were instituted based on what was the normal way for a person to be mu'utaf. But if it wasn't normal, so then in such a case, it's not even called atifa. In other words, the lashon here is that this becomes a schok, it becomes comic. It's not, let's go back. The idea of being mu'utaf is like a person, this is alpi a little bit, if I'm darshaning the Gemara a little bit, but the Gemara puts together a menuda, mitzvah, and an avel. The reason why the Gemara puts together Menuda, Mitzvah, and Avel is all of them are ostracized. The Avel is supposed to ostracize himself. The idea of sitting, Ituf also applies to a Menuda and a Mitzvah. The idea is that they have to be within themselves. We saw a Beis Hillel, quotes others as a time of Tshuva. The connection between Avel, Menuda, and Mitzvah is really, really interesting. The Gemara puts it together. Bodod Yeshev applies both to the Avel as well as... So that's what the concept of Atifa is. But now, Atifa would be in the opposite direction. Atifa is like this this expression of laughter. Like he's, you know, people come and gawk at him. That's the opposite of what Atifa is going to be. Maybe that's the...
You also saw this about the
minhag
to walk barefoot after a person's parents.
Oh, very good.
Because of the
Akum Gilsabat. Nachon, that's right. That's right. And that, and therefore that halacha does not apply.
The Timonim still do it.
They do Atifa.
They call their
talisman
to the
I did not know that. So that sounds like good ha'ar. So comes along the poskim, and they discuss what's going to be in regards to halach l'maisa today. So some to this day follow the shach. Some follow the shach and say that the requirement of atifa should be done with a hat, and therefore if it's not going to be schok, could very well be that in his community if no one wears a hat, maybe that's a schok also, unless there's a reason for him to put up a hat. But so then in such a case, then he would put the hat down by his eyes. The other position, the other extreme is the Chachma Sadim. I put it on the outline. Chachma Sadim, Kuf Samachay Tez Vav, says that our minig is not to do atifa at all. And the Chachma Sadim is cholik on the shach. The middle position is the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Pei Vav Aleph says the following. The Achshav, Etzleinu ho atifa l'mshoch hakava l'mata l'fnei anayim v'nachon la'ava l'bli la'asir hakava m'rosho kol sheva v'leishe b'ofen zeh im efshar lo. See, he says that the avel should not remove the hat. Rav Miller Shlita understood that what the Aruch HaShulchan was driving at is the following. That there are two dinim. If you take a look in the Ramban, in the Kisvei HaRamban, on page, I had in the previous Mar Mikomos, I believe it's somewhere around, somewhere between Kuf Pei Gimel and Kuf Pei Vav, in the Kisvei HaRamban, the Ramban seems to say that there are two halachos in regards to Atifas HaRosh. One is that Avel's not supposed to have his Rosh Magula. And then there's another halacha that the Atifa is to be wrapped around his face. So the Aruch HaShulchan Rav Miller understood was saying the following. He was saying that on the one hand, we could be mekayeng this halacha that not having barosh megula, wearing a hat. On the other hand, because it's schok, so you don't have it wrapped around your face. And if you take a look at the Ramban, it's quite muchrach that way. Even from the psukim themselves, the psukim emphasize sheichase rosha v'lo yei rosha megula. That's how the before we get to the pasuk, that's how the tour starts out. Chayiv bativa sarosh pirush sheichas sarosh v'lo yerusha megula. And then the Gemara says, then we have the member of Shmuel from the Gemara kol atifa, and the pasuk lo sate al safam. So Rav Miller understood if you look in the Ramban, lo sate, your head should not be revealed. And then there's another halacha of al safam, and that other halacha of al safam is what emerges. Is it in the? It's in the booklet. There's a Ramban there.
Yeah.
Then that's it. Can I borrow yours for Moshe? I didn't bring mine because I forgot that I photocopied it there. It's mamish in. Thank you. It's mamish in the Ramban's words on Kuf Pei Gimel. Thank you for reminding me. V'asam Rabino mechase rosho ka'avel shenemar avul v'chafui rosh mamish meduye in the Torah's Adam. He says that number one, the Avel is supposed to sit b'kisui rosh. And he brings a fascinating raya from Haman, that Haman went back as Avel v'chafui rosh. So understanding is that Haman's head looked ridiculous. So it wasn't mechubad. Umid yichsiv al-safam, what a deal that Rav Miller made. And the fact that it says al-safam means the on the lips, that's where the kafia does, lamdu shetzarech l'satif rosh v'zakan ad gabi dikna. Then you have the halacha of the kfir. So Rav Miller wanted to tie it like this. You could be mekayim today. Rav Miller isn't to wearing a hat. So he says you could be mekayim, the halacha of wearing a hat. A hat doesn't look crazy strange, but you won't be mekayim the other din of the Ramban. So you could be mekayim one and not the other. The Shach didn't learn that way. It's not muchruch in the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim, but it is a beautiful diuk in in the Kisvei HaRamban. So if that would be so in the Torah Sa'adam, it's page Kuf Pei Beis, Kuf Pei Gimel, and therefore what emerges is this beautiful pshara, if you will, that wearing a hat, but lav dafka, putting it over one's eyes, if that would be a schok. Again, in communities where it's a schok to wear a hat, we're not unfamiliar with the story of guys coming back from Israel wearing a hat that's become a cover of a book, right? So, nobody knows what I'm referring to? Okay. There was a book called Flipping Out, and it has a picture of a big black hat on the top, masking the kotel. So, so leaving aside whether that's culturally appropriate or not, so that's a separate deal. Tov, this, yes. Rav Nevensal did not lower his hat over his eyes in the evening. However, Rav Nevensal did sit most of the day in talis and tefillin, of course not biyom rishon, which we're going to get to. He did sit most of the day with the talis over his head. So kedarko b'kodesh, he was mekayim atifa, the real way. I once asked Rav Nevensal, people are startled by this, but I used to do this. I became uncomfortable because it raised too many eyebrows, but at our yeshiva, it's very common for people to wear tefillin during mincha. So I asked him, what happens if you follow those positions who say that atifa still applies today? We mentioned the Rabbarin said that atifa doesn't apply today. But according to those opinions that say that atifa does apply today, what would be better, to wear a hat or a talis with the tefillin? So he said, davar pashut, the talis. And I've noticed when Rav Nevensal's home, not only mostly during Shiva, but I think in other instances as well, a couple times he wasn't well and he was down at home, that he wore, in yeshiva he wears a hat and tefillin during mincha, and at home he wears his talis during mincha as well, because that, the kulei alma, he thinks is a better atifa than a hat. A hat is a lower level atifa, the real atifa, the atifa sishmelim is a talis, and that's what he did during shiva. Now I can't say, I wasn't there, I was there both the times he was sitting shiva already after zman tefillin, during the evening, so I can't say that he was, I know for sure that he was sitting the whole time with the talis on top of his head throughout the shiva, but by mincha and right after mincha he was wearing the talis, and when people came over to be menachem he kept on wearing the talis. Okay, let's continue.
Was the talis, did it go over his shoulder, or was he just wearing
he was just wearing the talis over his tefillin,
over the tefillin.
Yeah, it was well down. Okay. like mistabers. Okay, Shin Pei Zayin, the halachos of Kfiyas Hamita. So Gemara Tes Vav Amid Aleph tells us the requirement of Kfiyas Hamita. So that, let's read in the Gemara itself. There's a reason why last time I read it from the Tur, and this time I'm going to read from the Gemara, because the Gemara adds a couple of words that are quite interesting. On Tes Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. This, by the way, is in the old booklet as well. The Gemara says, Avel Chayis B'Kfiyas Hamita. And here, the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk, but rather the Gemara quotes a teaching of Bar Kapara. The Tani Bar Kapara is the Bar Kapara taught. The Musti Yukni Nasati Bohen Ubavonosein Hafachtir Kafu Mitosein Aleha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made us B'Musti Yukno B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Adam. And what did we do? It sounds like this is Aveira of Adam Arishon. What did we do? We didn't keep our Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, Misa was brought into the world. So since we turned over the Demus Yukno of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us in our Averas, probably doesn't only mean Adam Arishon, it means in our Averas as well today. So therefore, the halacha is that we also turn over the Mita. Now the Tur comments, after we see that Gemara, the Tur comments in Shin Pei Zayin, Avol Chai B'Kfiyas Hamita, Pirush Mita Sei Tzasruga B'Chavom Shiafok Rosha L'Mata V'Ragla L'Mala. So what that means is that they used to have a bed with boards, and if you would turn it over, so then the bed, usually the bed had posts that were coming up, unlike this table, which only has posts going down, so they would turn it upside down. And then the Tur comments, he describes a little bit more the kfiyah, and then he comments something very, very important. And this is an error that people make in understanding the sugya of kfiyas hamita. In many ways, this yisod of the Tur is going to hold the key of understanding kfiyas hamita and many halachas that are connected to it. Zok dehele getur, ve'ein tam ha'kfiyah Kedei she yitzta'er. Shenomar, im yoshan al gabe oretz, o al chev lehamita, b'lom matzav, yiskufa she yotza. Says the tour, the word over here is not to be mitzar. Unlike other halachos that we have by an avel, that there is an inyan for an avel to be in a state of nivul, this is not about the avel being in a state of nivul. Yiskufa she yotza. Ela taima, then he quotes bar kapara, his reason. Hilkach, therefore, says the tour, an important nafkamina. If it was halacha just in terms of tsar, then why do I say just? Why would it be just tsar? So then all the aval has to do is turn over the bed that he is sleeping in. We're going to see shortly, there are some who hold that there's no inyan to sleep even in the bed that's the kufa. But rather, the halacha is to turn over all of the beds. Hilkach, in mitzar atzma, yoshal gabe karo chevla, mitu izakufa, lo yotza, even if he sleeps on the floor, but the bed is upright, he's not yotze. Aval im hafkov, yoshal gabe karo, yotza avu bisheni yoshan alea. First opinion in the tour is that he doesn't need to sleep on the bed, mita skufa, he should sleep on the floor, says the tour. We'll talk about alach l'maisa shortly, it's not alach l'maisa. He should sleep on the floor. And the mita skufa is a different halacha. And the Gemara tells us later on, in Moed Katan, I put the Marimakum on the outline as well, either in today's or last week's, that the Gemara says that the halacha is that you have to turn over all of the beds in the house. So it's not a halacha, says the tour, about what you're supposed to be sleeping on. V'ranmam kosav shelo yotza ad sheyoshan gam mita kfuya. V'adoni yovei rosh kosav kisvar rishona. We paskin not like the Rambam. The Rambam agrees you got to turn over every bed. Everybody agrees that you got to turn over every bed. There's a machlokas rishonim whether you have to sleep on that turned over bed, and we paskin that you don't have to. The pashtus of the tour is that you have to sleep on the ground. Of course, what's the yisod? The yisod over here is that kfiyas amita is not a halacha in simply the avel. According to the tour, it's not a din in the avel at all. It's not part of the nivul of the avel, but rather the halacha is one of the bayis. That there is a halach of kfiyas hamita in terms of the bayis. Let's take a look at the lashon shulchan aruch shin pei zayin. Avol chay bekfiyas hamita b'shashen v'achila yoshev al mita kfuya. And when he sleeps and he eats, he sits on a mita kfuya. So here, the shulchan aruch seems to suggest, like the Rambam and not like the Tur, that during the Shena, the time he sleeps and he eats, he sits on this mita kfuya, and then he's going to come along and he's going to give us another halacha, and that is the halacha of how he's supposed to sit, and that is that he's supposed to sit in on the ground. I'd like to read for you the Badei HaShulchan, who summarizes that in our siman, in the siman of kfiyas hamita, there are going to be three halachos. In siman shin pei zayin, we have three halachos that are dancing around over here. Says the Badei HaShulchan, shin pei zayin aleph, sheyesh bazeh gimel din. Hadin rishon hu shemidina digmara, avol chay bekfiyas hamita, dainu lafoches hamita. Vafilum yoshan al gabi karka lo yatsa. And then we have Machlokes Rishonim, he summarizes the Rabban and the Rosh on the one hand, they have to sleep on the ground, and the Rambam who says that you could sleep on the Mita Kfuya. That's one din. Vadina Sheni, just a second. Vadina Sheni, we're going to get there. Vadina Sheni, who? Sha'avalasaleshev agabi kiso safsal. Then there's another halacha, and that is that it's prohibited for an avel to sit on a kiseo safsal. Now, where does this come from? So we had the Gemara about Kfiyas Hamita. Where does this come from in regards to sitting? So this actually, if you look through your Vilna Shas, you won't find it. Isn't this amazing? You look through your Vilna Shas, you will not find on the page of the Talmud, you will not find this halacha about an avel sitting on the ground. Because it's not the halacha of Kfiyas Hamita. It's a separate halacha. Even though we saw in the Shulchan Aruch there might be something to eating and sleeping on a mita kfuya. However, stam, when he's sitting with Menachemim, there is no Gemara, the most famous part of sitting Shiva, right? That's what it's called. Sitting Shiva, so that is not a Gemara. However, according to the Rif, Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rosh, it is a Gemara. What do I mean? On Chaf Ches Amabez, there is a famous line on the bottom of the Amud, I think it's in last week's booklet, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein menachem rishon lomar dover ad sheyiftach avel. This is a halacha that one should know, and that is that when going to be menachem in hilchos nichum avelim, you're not supposed to start speaking. The avel is supposed to start, which could be quite uncomfortable, but that's the way it's supposed to be. If the avel doesn't want to talk, so everybody sits silently. They sit silently. That's what the avel wants to do. The avel doesn't want to talk. So Rabbeinu Chananel comments on this line of the Gemara in Chav Chesam Abeis. Rabbeinu Chananel adds another line. Right before this comment of the Gemara, it's also quoted the following. It's all the way at the end. In my edition, it was all the way at the end of the Masechta. Maybe in this Rabbeinu Chananel it's a little bit different. Yeah. In this Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gersa is all mixed up. But they quote Rav, and then there's a confusion of the Girsa, and then it says, Ela ala karka. The words don't make any sense. Amar Rav ha-menachemim rashon lomar leishev ela ala karka. Shenemar vayeshvu ito la'aretz. There's another halacha that we learned from Iov in Perek Beis, where there it says that the Menachemim sat with Iov on the ground. So it says about the Shulchan that that's going to be another halacha that's going to be dancing around our simin, and that is that the Ovel is supposed to sit towards the ground. And the third halacha that's going to be dancing around our simin is where are the Menachemim supposed to sit? So there are three different things over here. Number one, the din of Kviyas Amita. Number two, that there doesn't appear anywhere in Shas the halacha of Kviyas Amita, of sitting on the ground, but in Rabbeinu Chananel we have it, and that's how the Rif paskins, Alpi Rabbeinu Chananel. And number three is the halacha of the Menachemim. Okay. With that in mind, let's talk about the first din, the din of Kviyas Amita. In regards to Kviyas Amita Bebayis, so there is a very famous custom. I don't know if we're going to be able to touch on all the customs of Avelis. We'll try to. If there's some that we don't discuss, please let me know. But there's a very famous custom of covering the mirrors. So that custom of covering the mirrors, there are three explanations that Rav Miller mentioned. One I couldn't find. I know the Sefer. Everybody should be familiar with the Sefer. There's a Sefer called Kolbo on Hilchos Avelis. Not the Rishon, the Kolbo. But he was a Rav in Ohio about 100 years ago, and he wrote what was then the contemporary book of Hilchos Avelis, like what Morning in Halacha is today. So that's what it was known as, the Kolbo in Hilchos Avelis. I did use it in the past. I looked around, I couldn't find it there, but Rav Miller said that he saw it there, that the Kolbo suggests the reason for the minhag of covering the mirrors is based on the idea that the mirrors have an association of intimacy. And it's a way of a heker, it's reminding the husband and the wife that now is the time that they're usher to each other, as we learned earlier, the isser of Tashmish Amita. That's how the Kolbo explains it. The Yalkut Yosef, on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is in the last week's booklet, says that it's based on the minhag of covering the mirrors, is based on the idea of basic halach and elchos tefillah. When the Talmidim come over to my house, and we daven in my house, so there are a couple of places where there are either pictures or mirrors. So when the chazan is facing a picture, so then I encourage him to cover it. So many poskim say that a mirror, davening in front of a mirror or a picture, is problematic. A mirror, because you're davening in front of your own image. Other poskim in the Yalkut Yosef Reish Chafal point down Hilchos Tefillah, the problem is, say, that's distracting, but most poskim say because it's as if you're davening to yourself when it comes to mirrors. Similarly, one should not daven in front of a picture. Hence, in the base of it, where there is a minion, so then you cover up all of the mirrors. That's what the Yalkut Yosef quotes from Chacham Avadya Zatzal. However, Rav Soloveitchik... Oh, So very good. The nafkamina, thank you for stopping me. The nafkamina is like this. The nafkamina will be, what does it apply to all mirrors in the house? It would only apply to the mirror of where there, the nichum is taking place, where the tefillah is taking place. Other rooms, it wouldn't apply. That would be a nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, let's say, if the all of the avelim are avelos. There are only women who are sitting shiva. They're not men. So they're not, and they therefore aren't arranging minyanim in the house. We're going to get back to what we spoke about previously, eventually, and that is the idea of davening in the house of the niftar. So then, in such a case, then there would be no requirement to put up mirrors over there. However, Rav Soloveitchik had a third explanation, I have this in the outline, which is absolutely fascinating based on this Gemara. The Rav thought that the issue fits in to the Yisod of Bar Kapara. The Bar Kapara said that there was Dmus Diyuk, no, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the Dmus Diyuk, no. And therefore we do Kfiyas HaMita. What's the modern expression today of the dignity of a person? So Bar Kapara was understanding that the Mita, where people used to recline and used to relax and so on and so forth, that was the representation of Dmus Diyuk, no, being Hafuch, being turned over. Today, what it represents, the mus diyukno, the person, the person's diyukno himself, the person himself. And therefore, the mirrors throughout the house would therefore be covered. Not just the place of where they're having shiva, but throughout the house, the mirrors would have to be covered. Another expression of this, I always thought this was a chassidish minhag, but it's not a chassidish minhag. It comes from the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik. To cover pictures, right? You ever come in the Beis Avel, they cover pictures as well. So where does that custom come from? So from Rav Miller, it seems that the custom really starts from Rav Soloveitchik. I didn't find in other places, in other Sfarim, what the source would be, but the source would be like this, that the pictures represent the mustiyukno of a person, and the whole idea is that just like there's kfiyas hamita, so there's a requirement to cover.
Pictures of like family?
People.
People?
Any people.
Why does that represent necessarily?
That's what the Rav thought. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's no, you don't have any representations of the Dmus Diyukno of a person. In other words, he thought that was an even sharper expression than Kfiyas Hamita. Of course, in regards to Kfiyas Hamita itself, Lamaisa, we saw that we're not knowing Kfiyas Hamita. So skipping to Sif Beis, we're going to get back to more of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Akshav lo anogu b'kfiyas Hamita, v'nish yomru ha'akum shu machshefos, v'od she'en Hamito shalonu asuyas k'mito shalahen, k'dei she'en nikur b'hem kfiya. It's harder to express this idea of kfiya. Memela the halacha is that it is mutter, and to this day, we don't do Kfiyas Hamita. So what's happened is a fascinating phenomenon. The halacha of Kfiyas Hamita has been entirely transformed today to a different phenomenon, and that is the covering of the, according to our Masorah from Rav Soloveitchik, the covering of the mirrors and the pictures are a new mamish. The Shulchan Aruch kilu changes because of the changing of the time. Okay, now we did see that this halacha of Kfiyas Hamita is only one halacha. There's also halacha of what is supposed to be the posture of the Avel Bizman Hazeh. So the Shach immediately comments on the halacha that we just read, that there's no Kfiyas Hamita today, that the Shach says, Mikol Makom, Aser Lo Leishev Al Gabe Safsel Lo Karim Uksasos. The Shach is a big machmir over here. The Shach says, he's got to sit on the ground. He's not allowed. You no longer have Kfiyas Hamita, but that doesn't mean he could sit on a regular Mita today. In other words, once upon a time, there might have been some who were matir to sit on a Mita Kfuya. Says the Shach, today, don't think that you could sit on a bed. You can't even sit on Mita Kfuya. The halacha is, Aser lo leishev al gabi safsel al karmu ksasos, kiim al gabi akarka. The only place you could sit is on the ground. Im lo chol v'zaken sheish lam tsar b'yeshiva gabi karka mutar nasev hasim karka tal mitachtav. The only exception would be an elderly person. Poskim then spell out also a pregnant woman. In such a case, does not have to sit on the ground. Where is the shach coming from? The shach is coming from the os beis of the gra, adjacent to the os beis of the gra. The Shulchan Aruch concludes, Avel kol hayom eni yoshev afilu al mita kfuya el agabe karka. He's got to sit al gabe karka. This is based on Avel Rabosi in Maseches Smachos, that the Avel sits on the ground. So as the Shach says, the change of the halacha of Kfiyas Amita, as we saw from the Badei HaShulchan, there are two separate halachas. Just because we're not knowing Kfiyas Amita doesn't mean that the halacha of sitting on the ground changes. And this is the core din. The question, though, is whether we paskin as stringently as the Shach. The Shach doesn't give us a lot of room to move around. The Shach says, well, he gives us all the floor to move around, but that's it. The Shach says that there's no, that he's got to sit on the ground. That's what we're about to do. So it comes along, as the outline indicates. So comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan makes a fascinating point based on the Yerushalmi. In Shin Pei Zayin Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Yerushalmi that's not as machmir as the Shach. He points out that the Yerushalmi has the same makar that Rabbeinu Chananel has. So the truth is, it's not just the Yerushalmi. I wonder if the Aruch HaShulchan had a good Oz V'Hadar Gemara. He didn't have good Oz V'Hadar Gemara. So it could be that the Aruch HaShulchan went to the Yerushalmi, but if you look, it's in our Rabbeinu Chananel. And that is that they quote the Pasuk in Iyov, Vayeshvu Ito La'aretz. La'aretz. Ah, the Yerushalmi makes a Geshmak Adik. Probably the reason why Rabbeinu Chananel quoted from the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi seems to emphasize la'aretz, this Rabbeinu Chananel didn't do, al ha'aretz ein ksiv kan, elo la'aretz, dover ha'shesamach la'aretz. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan didn't quote the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because Yerushalmi says more, that they didn't sit mamish on the ground, samach la'aretz, oh, hence the minhag ha'olam, this is the way Rav Miller Shlita presented it, hence the minhag ha'olam is for the Avel to sit within Gimel Tfachim to the ground, the halacha of Lavud. So one needs to measure out a Tefach, different Shitos, we won't get involved, but that's the other extreme. You have the Shach who says, Pshuto Kamashmo ala Karka, but then you have the Gishmak Adiyuk from the Yerushalmi, Vayeshu Ito La'aretz, and the Minhag Olam is that position, Gimel Tfachim. Rabbi Kiva Eger it seems to be the middle position, where he quotes Cholkim on the Shach. Rabbi Akiva Eger is ostensibly the Kula on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be a strong right in the Yerushalmi. The Minhag Olam seems to be that way, where the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, "Mutar latzia karm v'ksasos al karka v'lishon aleim." He says that you're allowed to put a pillow, and the ksasos and a mattress will be less than 3 tefachim from the ground. They'll probably be even less than 2 tefachim from the ground. So that's a middle position. So the extreme is the Shach, who says al karka mamish, the Aruch HaShulchan who says gimel tefachim, Rabbi Akiva Eger who says karim. Uksasos. I think the Minhag Olam is to follow both. For I think Svardim generally do sit on Karim Uksasos, but the Minhag Olam in terms of the shear from the ground is 3 tvachim. Every once in a while, I am taken aback by some of the chairs. They seem to me to be a little bit higher than 3 tvachim from the ground. The halacha, that's the biggest kula. Biggest kula is 3 tvachim. Less than 3 tefachim from the ground. Anything 3 tefachim and above would no longer be considered lavud, and I'm not aware. Now, when it comes to an elderly person, then that's a totally different story. Or a pregnant woman, that would be a totally different story if it's hard for a person to sit in the ground. But me'ikar d'dina, that is the bottom line. So in our outline, we have the Shach, we have Chazon Avadya, who goes with the Birchas Yosef and Rabbi Kiva Eger, who say that the minig is to sit on pillows, and not one does not need to sit on the ground like the Shach, and the Aruch HaShulchan, who introduces the Kula, that's the Minhag of the Ashkenazim today, and that is not to sit on something that's less than 3 tefachim from...
If the pillow is more than 3 tefachim from the ground...
It would, yes, as far as I know, I don't know if... It depends. I don't know of any heter above 3 tefachim from the ground. I don't know of any heter. The Shulchan Aruch did say something really interesting. He did say, "Ubishas sheina v'achila yoshev almita kfuya," that when they eat and sleep, then that's done on the mita kfuya. So here we see already an opening, a pesach, that when it comes to sleeping, that one doesn't need to sleep on the ground or three tefachim from the ground. The Taz says not that way. Says the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, Ubashah Shena, Kazar Rashal, Avel Ein Lalishan Kol Shiva El Gabi Akarka. That the Avel should sit within three tefachim. Should sleep on the ground. We'll get to that shortly. But that's the bottom line of the Taz. Taz says that he should sleep on the ground. The Taz. That's what Taz writes. Well, I was about to read both the Shach and Taz say, but this is specifically a Taz from the Marashal. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Sif Katan Aleph, he quotes the Shach about sitting only on the ground. Then he says, Chol or Zaken, then they could put a pillow underneath. And then he says, but from the tshuvas of my grandfather, writes the Pischei Tshuva Sivkat and Aleph, Miu b'tshuvas Adoni Avi Zikni, Panim Meiros, Cholek Alzeh, he is Cholek. And the tradition of the Panim Meiros is that one could sleep on a regular bed. And that is the Minhag HaOlam generally today, that seems to follow this heter of the Panim Meiros, even though the heter is a little bit hard to understand. Presumably what the heter is based on, I did not look up the Tshuvas Panim Meiros. If somebody could look it up, that would be fantastic. Presumably the logic is as follows. There's no Kfiyas Hamita Bizman Hazeh, and the Chiyuv, according to Shulchan Aruch, is not like the simple reading of the Torah, and that is to sleep on the ground. So even though the Marashal goes with the simple reading of the Torah to sleep on the ground, nevertheless, the Panim Meiros will go with the shita that says Mita Kfuya. Mita Kfuya doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So Mita Kfuya doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So the Avel could sleep on a regular bed. I would add something, I don't know if you call it controversial, but I would add a Chiddush L'Chumra. Yisrael, you like Chumras, right? So I would like to add a Chiddush of HaMachmir Tavo Olav Bracha. It could very well be that Mi'ikur Dedina, the simple reading of the Gemaris, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, is all that an Avel doesn't sleep in a regular manner. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, we have that concept as well. So it could be Amachmir Tavol of Bracha. I don't think he has to sleep on the ground Mamish, but if he would put a mattress on the ground, it could very well be that this would be a Kiyum of the way an Avel is supposed to do it. However, the Minhag HaOlam, for sure, one should not be Machmir at anybody's expense. If, as a Rav in Mirtz Hashem, when you're asked a Shaila, I think you should just tell them like the Minhag HaOlam, and that is the Minhag is that an Avel sleeps on the bed. But Lanias Daiti, there is a Machmir Tavol of Bracha for the Avel to sleep on the ground, although it doesn't have to sleep directly on the ground. What about when he's eating? What would you say about when he's eating? If you notice, if you read the Shulchan Aruch carefully, there's two halachas. There's one of how he's supposed to sit when they're menachemim, and then there's another halacha, and that is how he's supposed to sit how he's supposed to sleep. Okay, sleep, we discussed. You don't have to be a samita today, then it could very well be that he could sleep on a regular bed. What about achila? Achila is said to be done al mita kfuya, that the achila is supposed to be done on a mita kfuya. So we don't have mita kfuya today. So now we could put him in two places. We could either put him on a regular chair, or we could say, no, you got to go back to the ground, because we don't have mita kfuya bizman hazeh. So which way is it going to go? So the Badei HaShulchan says, it depends. It depends on something we did above. I'm reading from the Badei HaShulchan in Shin Pei Zayin Sivkotan Ches. I didn't see anybody else discuss it. I don't recall. Ramosha is good. Check me up on this. I don't recall the morning in Halacha, the Pnei Baruch, bring it down. If someone finds in the Pnei Baruch, I'd be happy to hear what he says. But the Badei HaShulchan says as follows. According to the Marshal, he calls it the Drisha, but we know it as a Marshal, who says that you have to sleep on the ground. So he also has to eat on the ground. In other words, just once we don't have a mita kfuya, so according to the Marshal, what happened? We put him onto the ground. So if we're going to put him onto the ground for Shena, we put him onto the ground for Achila as well. Uladas Acholek Aleihem, but the Minhag HaOlam of the Pischei Tshuva is what? Is that he could sleep on a regular bed. If that's so, I always wondered what this halacha was. What is halacha on Avel when he eats? So then in such a case, he says there's room to be samech lahakel. Every once in a while, I came in and Ovel was sitting in a regular chair and eating, and I was a little taken aback because I was amaretz, that the Ovel wasn't doing anything wrong. And he's following the Pisrei Tshuva, and the Ba'adei Shulchan argues that in such a case, it would be mutter for him to sit on a regular chair. However, if they're menachemim etzlo, so then there's another halacha. Vayeshu ito. Ala Oretz is halacha that says that when there's menachemim, he's supposed to be on the ground. So if they're menachemim, so then in such a case, he should be on the ground. But otherwise, there is room to be mekel. Not like I was once wondering what the heter was to sit on a chair when he's eating. According to the Pisrei Tshuva, there's room to be mekel. Again, this would fall into v'amachmir tavol of bracha, that if the Avel is sitting on a chair that's a stool less than 3 from the ground, then in such a case, he could continue. But definitely for anybody, if there are people who are older, not even elderly, but people older, or it's hard, or there's any type of tzarech, for sure, heter gomer for them to sit in a regular chair. Yeah?
Just to clarify, if there's people in the house, so he shouldn't be sitting?
If there are people in the house that are coming to be menachim him. If there are people who are coming to menachim. Or he could say, I would say, look, this is, we haven't touched on this, I believe, Baruch Hashem, I've never sat Shiva, but my impression, unfortunately, I have Talmidim who've sat Shiva, and my parents when they sat Shiva. My impression is that Nichum Avelim becomes sometimes too much for the Avelim themselves. What's supposed to be something that's a Nichum ends up being a tremendous amount of pressure. So first of all, I believe in extending off hours. I think the Avelim let the public in for too long. In other words, that they should extend the off hours, and that people have to respect them. Aleph, Beis, just in basic courtesy. When the Avel is eating, it could very well be it's not the best time to come sit with the Avel. It's not the best time. They want to eat. They want to eat a little bit in private. So that's B. C is, in regards to your question, if the Avel says, I apologize, that if you want to come sit next to me now, so that while I'm eating, that's fine. So then the Avel is basically saying, I apologize, I'm not taking Nichum Avelim now, but I'm not sending you away. So then in such a case, if he's eating in the kitchen, he's not eating where everybody else is, and he's okay with you to sit with him. It could be he wants. That's the complexity of the human personality is sometimes you don't even know whether a person wants to be alone or wants to be with others. That's the nature of humanity, and that requires the kings of Bein Adam L'Chaveru are people who have that chachma, that sensitivity, which is not easy. So then in such a case, then he doesn't have to. But if someone brings him in food and he says, I want to sit with everybody over here, then in such a case he should continue sitting on the ground. Okay. The Gemara, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, we go to the next topic. Right? We touched on everything in regards to Kfiyas Hamita. No one could think of anything we missed, right? So in regards to Avel and Tefillin, so Gemara Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph tells us the following halachos. The Gemara tells us a discussion, different opinions of how an Avel is supposed to wear Tefillin. The Gemara says in two lines onto Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Tan Rabban, Avel Gimel Yamim Harishonim Aser the Tefillin. And the Gemara has some other details. The Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua Aimer, Avel Shnei Yamim Harishonim Aser Neich Tefillin. Misheni Bechlal Mutar Neich Tefillin. Then Rabbi Yoshua says that it's already Biyom Sheni. The Gemara clarifies that what comes out according to Rabbi Yoshua is just the beginning of Yom Sheni is going to be Aser, and Avo Biyom Sheni that's Aser is only before Nates. After Nates, it's already permissible for him to wear Tefillin. Hence, we have the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Ches Aleph, Avol Aser Aniach Tefillin Biyom Rishon, V'Acher Shanetz Achama Biyom Sheni, Mutar La'Nichan. And that is our custom to this day. The Shach points out, depending on how you read the Gemara, the Bach says that the halacha is that even already from Alos HaShachar, it's mutter. At the end of the day, we follow this position that says, unless there's some extreme instance where the only time an Avel could put on tefillin on the second day is going to be after Alos and between Nates, L'chadchila, we follow this psak that the Avel puts on Minates HaChama. Achar Nates HaChama Yom Sheni, mutter laniach. Okay, so that's the basic Gemara and the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Yes? Good question. I need to look into that more. I'm not sure. The Mechaber in Siv Beis says, "Miboy leila avol yisuvei daite lechivune lebe letfilin shlo yisiach daite mehem al b'shas hespidu bachi ubechi lo manach lehu." So he should do his best to work on himself to concentrate that he won't be misiach das to the point of avelus in the to its extreme. So then he should be careful when he has his tefillin on not to be misiach das. Okay, these are dvarim pshutim. However, there is a fascinating diun that comes up in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph. So bottom line is, an Avol doesn't wear tefillin on the first day, all the other days he does. There is a question that Meritatz raises. Pisrei Tshuva quotes this in Sif Katan Aleph. The Dogma of Avol doesn't like it at all, but this is the Meritatz. The Meritatz says that we saw that there are the Shitas HaRambam, that an Avol B'Yom Rishon is the Oraisa when the Kfura and the Avelus is on the same day. Avol B'Yom Rishon is the Oraisa when you have the Kfura and the Avelus on the same day. We were Masbir, the Lomdus, in the past. I'll say it again in one sentence because I think it's so beautiful that we saw that Aninus and Avelus are not two separate things. Aninus and Avelus are really one thing. That a person has a Shem Avol already starting from Aninus. If that's so, the Svara is like this, that the first day is the day that's Doraisa. That's the day of Doraisa that we learn from Aaron HaKohen. And therefore, the second, it doesn't matter when the Kfura is. If the Kfura is already on the second day, so then the Avelus is not Doraisa. When the Aninus and the Avelus is the same day, that is that there was Avelus of one day, and that day you have, that's Doraisa. If, however, the Aninus was on one day, and then the Avelus only began the second day, so then you don't have the Shem Avel already of Yom Rishon already passed. Okay, so that's the rule that you have Avelus and Aninus on one day, as we were Masbir in the past, that's Doraisa. Comes along Maritatz, and Maritatz argues that when the Gemara says that Avel's Pater from Tefillin, B'Yom Rishon, that's only if the Avelus and the Aninus was on the same day. The Avelus and the Kfura was on the same day. But often, what happens very often in America, 90% of the time in America, and even here in Eretz Yisrael, the first Avelus that I thought of, that's what happened. The often what you will have is you'll have the Ptira on one day and the Kfura on another day. So in such a case, argues the Maritatz that the halacha is that one would put on tefillin, the Avel would put on tefillin on that first day. So let's say the classic case in America, the person passed away on Monday, they did the Kfura on Tuesday morning. So then in such a case, according to Maritatz, he puts on tefillin on Tuesday. And when do we say, he was a no-name the whole time. When do we say that the halacha is that you're potter? That is, if the Kfura took place on Monday and the Ptira took place on Monday. So then in such a case, he's potter on Monday. Bottom line is, if a Ptira takes place on Monday, he's always going to be chayiv on Tuesday. That's the bottom line. Whatever the Kfura is, he's always going to be chayiv on Tuesday. This is the Chiddush of Maritatz, in as quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva and Sif Katan Aleph. The Dogma Ravava doesn't like it at all. The Dogma Ravava says, "Re'isi b'Maritatz b'Chiddush of Leizun Neshech Shikasa Dafkum Yom Misa Kfura Meis B'Yom Nikbar B'Layla Chayiv Anachas Tefillin Farayos of Etayim Mishum De'Ena Veils B'Yom Mishon Daraisa Rakim U'Yom Misa Kfura Ba'Dodi." The Be'emes Shekem Mivur B'Tshuvas Harashba. He says he's right. That's true. That there are many shitas who hold that's only doraisa of the same day. The Talmud Rava says there's no source. The Gemara didn't differentiate between whether it's avelus doraisa or not. So it's true that avelus on Tuesday is not doraisa, but it says all of the yom rishon is pater. So this is the deal between the Talmud Rava and the Maritatz. Generally, most assume that the halacha is like the Dogma Ravava. There's no mention in the Shulchan Aruch that on Tuesday he should put on tefillin, and the Minhag HaOlam is that he's potter from tefillin. However, and here's a big however, in the new edition of the outline I gave you, the Mar Mokom, in the Pnei Baruch, Perik Yud Gimel, in the English edition, chapter 13, Ha'aruch Ches, wherever the laws of the first day of Avelus, it's in the Hebrew edition as well, Ha'aruch Ches, all the Ha'aros are the same things, just the chapters are moved around. There, they quote Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had quite a chumrah. What's striking is that Reb Shlomo Zalman was pushing something that that was not so common in the poskim. And he says the following: it is proper to mention, this is of course the translation, Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't say in English, this is a quote from the English. It is proper to mention what many books state, that the custom of Jerusalem is to take into account the opinion of the Maritats, namely, if the burial was not on the same day, one must put on tefillin after the burial. Even though we do not follow this opinion, many God-fearing people nevertheless are careful to put on tefillin in private, on condition, without saying the blessing, because of the doubt as whether one is obligated to do so. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the minig Yerushalayim is that if the Avelis and the Kvura is not the same day, even though it's technically what we call Avelis Yom Rishon, nevertheless, because not Avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, the minig is to put on tefillin bi'echidus, without a bracha. Now, without a bracha is also consistent with the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam in Yudalid Yutes writes that if the Avelis in the Misa is not on the same day, he should put on tefillin without a bracha. So already we see that this discussion affects whether one should say a bracha or not, that the Chayei Adam says this. The Chayei Adam in Yudalid Yutes says that if the Avelis and the Kfura is not at the same day, he already mentions to put the tefillin on without a bracha. So already there is a kadmon, the Chayei Adam, who says this. Yes?
And the what? Only in Yerushalayim, Chayei Adam?
Oh, no, the Chayei Adam gave this psak in general.
And the what?
Chayei Adam says, again, that Yudalid Yutes, that if the Kfura is not the day of the death, he should put on tefillin without reciting the bracha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is not really the first to have said that. Okay. So, the first Avelis I was able to think of here in Eretz Yisrael was Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. His wife passed away on Shabbos Kodesh. And the Kfura was on Matzoy Shabbos. So, I asked Rav Nevin Sal if he put on tefillin the next day. And he said yes, that he put on in private. He said he didn't leave on. He said that one should not leave on the tefillin for an extended period of time. But it seems like in Eretz Yisrael here, many are choshesh. Again, this is Reb Shlomo Zalman's Talmud, but like Reb Shlomo Zalman suggested, to put on biyichidus, like the Chayei Adam, and there are many that follow this halacha. As far as I know, in America, most people do not, but it should be taken into account that there is such a shita, even though it's not mentioned at all in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, you don't get that impression at all. It just says Aval Asa Neftvim Biyom Rishon. Nevertheless, this is the psak. Finally, let us go to Shin Sadi Gimel. We are basically wrapping up those halachos that are unique to Shiva, and therefore we're going to skip the halachos of Shloshim. Those halachos that apply to Shloshim, like in Shin Pei Tes, we have the halachos of laundering. But let's go on to the halacha of the Isra of Alotzeis Mibeso. Some of these points we've already discussed previously. The Mechaber writes, we'll just read the Mechaber straight. We've made reference to this Gemara in the past, so we'll go straight into the Shulchan Aruch. Avel gamal yomim rishonim eni yotzel beis avel v'lo beis hakvaros. An avel does not leave his house in the first 3 days, doesn't go with Beis HaKvaros. Mekan ve'elech im meis, la'cherim meis, v'shchunaso, yotze achar amita le'Beis HaKvaros, ve'en yoshe mokom menachmim, el mokom ha'misnachmim, ve'en sham k'dei mito kovrea, yotze afil b'yom rishon, afil b'shchuna acheres. If he needs to go out and help, then he already goes out on the first day, but otherwise, Avel generally does not go out of his house at all. The one exception is to follow a mita. That would be the one exception. Now, this gets involved with halachas today of how machmir we are in halvayas ames. Many people who are avelim generally today do not go out even for halvayas ames with of course, a few important exceptions. Here the Ramah introduces Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, Umitzvah Yom Gimel Areyu Kekulo, V'lo Risin Yogin Kein Achshav, Ki Ein Oval Holech L'Beis HaKaras V'lo L'Beis HaOval Kol Shiva. So that's why I mentioned that the custom today is not that way. V'efshir Shalav Chiyuvu El Rishus, U'me'achshir Sh'achshav Ein Misnachim Kom Me'em Sheva Al Tase Odiv. So the Ramah says things have changed, and therefore the meaning is an Ovel does not go out. So that's how we follow today. In Siv Beis, the Mechaber continues, he says, Ovel Shvua Rishon, Eini Yotze Mi Pesach Beiso, Afilu Shmo Birchas Chupo Birchas Hamila. The Ovel is not supposed to leave his house, even to hear the Brachos of the Chupo or Brachos of the Mila. Very interesting that there would have been a Hava Mina for him to go out to hear Brachos of Chupo or Brachos of Mila. Very, very interesting. What's that based on? So the Shach learns that this is Gmilas Chasadim. This is the first time I found a halachic source about going and participating in a chasana, a nesuin, or participating in a Mila is going to hear the Brachos of Gmilas Chasadim. In other words, that the father or the groom would like you to participate and come say amen to his brachos. That's how the Shach understands. So I might add a hav amin for gemilas chasadim he should, because we learned in the previous halacha, for gemilas chasadim he's supposed to go and help bury someone if there's no one else. So comes along the next halacha, and the next halacha says there's different types of gemilas chasadim. There's gemilas chasadim where someone needs to be buried, and there's gemilas chasadim to participate in the simcha. However, the Ramah adds, the Ramah was a big makel on the Isser of Yitziyah Mibeso. And the Ramah gives us a few windows of heter for Yitziyah Mibeso. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't give us these windows, but the Mechaber does. Window number one that the Ramah gives us is Miyu HaMekel Lotzeis Balayla Mepnei HaTzorech Shin Sadigemel Beis Lo Hifsit. Number one is if you go out for night at night, because of any particular tzorech, quoting from the Trumas Hadeshen, the Ramah says it's permissible. V'hada also lotzes chutz lebeso, and then the Ramah says not only is there a heter of a tzorech, the Ramah even at night, the Ramah says, this that we're matir, that we're osir, to go to your house, leaving the house, hainu dafka letayel, o lemasu matanu kedoma, that's to walk around, or for business. Avolim shalach moshel acharov. What happens if he needs to meet a public authority? So the Poske Ashkenaz based on the Balei Tosfos were Mekel, as well as the Ramah says, we were also Mekel to put on shoes as well in those instances. So that is a big heter from the Ramah that B'makom Tzorech is going to be Mutter. Based on this, Ramesha in Yaradeh, Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Ayin Beis, says that this heter also applies to the following tzorech. What happens if there are quite a few Avelim who are sitting Shiva in one house? They're sitting Shiva in a house. So what's going to be the halacha in regards to the following situation? You could put them up in the house, but it's going to be very, very uncomfortable. There'll be five people sleeping in one bedroom. Or they could go to a neighbor, and the neighbor has a guest house, and there they could relax, and there they'll be easier. So Ramoshe concludes Simin Kufayin Beis in Yardei Chelik Beis that if there's no tzorech, then it's aser. However, if there's a tzorech, then it's going to be mutter. Ramoshe bases this on Chachmas Adam Kufse Samachesif Yud Aleph. Ramoshe says, but that's only if there's a clear tzorech; otherwise, it would be prohibited. And he quotes the Lashon Trumas Hadeshen that we mentioned, Mnei HaTzorech Lo Hifsit. So this is heter number one. Heter number one is to go, to leave, to sleep in an area which would be more comfortable for the Avel. Even if you're sleeping on the ground, it could still be, they'll be more comfortable to sleep somewhere else as opposed to where everybody is sitting Shiva. Rav Miller just added that one should do it the way the Ramah says it, that you should do it dafka belayla, because we saw that the heter lotzeis is a heter belayla from the Trumas Hadeshen. It's less public and so on. So if a person needs to go out, but he could just as well, the Avel needs to go out, but he could just as well do it at night, he should try to do it at night. Similarly, Chazon Avadya on our simin says that the same heter would apply lotzeis letzorech, means that if it's a tzorech for him, this is quite common, this comes up all the time, that if it would be a lot easier for him to be at home for Shabbos. In other words, Reuven's father passed away, so then he goes to sit with his brothers and his sisters in their parents' house. However, on Shabbos, it would be a lot easier for him to be in his house. So his parents live in Brooklyn, and he lives in Bergenfield. So then in such a case, it's mutter for him. That Chacham Avadia also says is a heter for him as well. That would be considered a tzorach as well. Then, if they're sitting Shiv on Friday together, then you don't have the Eitzah of Rav Miller to leave during the night, unless he wants to sit a little bit in Bergenfield, so then it might be an idea for him to leave on Thursday night and sit Friday morning in Bergenfield and then prepare for Shabbos. Speaking of which, the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan about preparing for Shabbos and getting up for Shabbos is the following. V'chein ha-minig be'erev Shabbos, eze shows kodem alayla yakumu me'aretz, that the one is allowed to get up a few hours before Shabbos. So let's talk about Reuven, that Reuven is sitting Friday morning, wherever he is, whether he's in Brooklyn or he's in Bergenfield, he's sitting on Friday morning, he gets up, he doesn't have to get up from the ground 2 hours before Shabbos. Even a few hours before Shabbos, he's already to sit, it's mutter for him to sit on the chair. V'samachlat lokas neros yinalu min olam. And then he puts on shoes, the Aruch HaShulchan, the end of Shin Pei Zayin. And then he puts on shoes, samuch lahadlokas neros. But he's allowed to already start sitting up before Shabbos, even a considerable amount of time. Finally, why is that? Because that's all considered getting ready for Shabbos. That he's not expected to jump up from the dirt and then be ready for Shabbos. Aside from just bathing, it's a process that he's going to. That's what seemed to be the logic of the Aruch HaShulchan. Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkatan Zayin gives us one more tzorach, and that's a human tzorach. And that is actually a painful case. He quotes from the Shvus Yankov. In Sifkatan Zayin and Pitzchei Tshuva, he quotes from Shvus Yankov the following phenomenon. Let's say there is an elderly grandparent who does not know that their child passed away. So then in such a case, the halacha is that the Avel, so let's say Reuven is middle-aged, and he has a father, Yaakov. And he, Reuven, Shimon, and the brothers and the sisters are all sitting together. But Yaakov has no idea that Yehuda had passed away. So then in such a case, one needs to assess whether the appropriate thing is to inform them. It happened to be the case in the Shavuos Yaakov that Yaakov was coming. Yaakov was coming, and he would walk into the house, and they're all sitting Shiva. That's not the right way to break the news to him. So what happened was that the Avel, the Shvus Yaakov, tells the Avel to get up and get dressed, put on shoes, and so on and so forth, and to go out to be Mekabel Yaakov. And I guess they would decide then, either they were going to fool Yaakov, like sometimes the decision is to do for the best thing for the elderly grandfather, just not to tell him about the Ptira, or like what happened to Yaakov Avinu, or they're going to tell him, but to tell him in a better setting. Either way, that would also be considered Litzarach. So Sifkat and Zayin, the Pesach Yitzhu, causes Shvus Yaakov, that would also be a Tzarach. To leave the house for an elderly parent, so as either to present to them the Ptira in the right way, or to protect them from the Ptira, either way, that would qualify as a significant Tzarach. So there are Tzarachim that we have, the Heter of the Ramah. Along those lines, Rav Miller Shlita said that we mentioned one time where Rav Miller was with the Rav when he sat Shiva for, the first Shiva was for his mother, the second Shiva was for his brother. This is all the triple Avelus in 1967. The third Avelus, of course, was his mother. His mother was his wife was the third of the triple Avelus. So when his brother passed away, the Rebbetzin was already terminally ill with cancer. And Miller said that the Rav sat Shiva, this is really tragic, the Rav sat Shiva in the hospital itself. He sat Shiva for his brother in the hospital. There was a room in the hallway where he was right next to his wife. And he said when the Talmidim came to be Menachem Avel, so then the Rav was sitting in the room right next to his wife's room where there was a buzzer. that if his wife wanted him, she would press the buzzer and he would come. He would come to her. So, but he did not want his wife to know that his brother had passed away, because that would cause her anguish. So every time the Rav was sitting with on the ground in the Ilas HaSandal, and every time that she buzzed the buzzer and he came, he changed his shirt and he put on shoes. So that would be an example of the Shvus Yaakov, because he didn't want his wife to know. That would be an example of Lutzorech, that Lutzorech being mutter. Here it's not Lutzorech. Here it's not Lutzeis Mibeso, but that's an example of Lutzorech being mutter. Okay, well, it's a little late, but because we want to start a new topic next time, so I apologize. They'll go on a little bit longer than usual. The Mechaber in Siv Dalid alludes to something that he never spelled out. He starts in the back door. The Mechaber says, "Hanoagim kishehem avelim shelo lishanos mekoma mebeis haknesset b'shabes yofa heim osim." So the Mechaber starts with the following. The Mechaber is the starting point. Let's start with the starting point. The starting point is that there's a minug for the avel to change his makom. So the Mechaber discusses that minug, that an avel is supposed to change his makom, so that minug should not be followed on Shabbos. In other words, on Shabbos, the avel should be in his place. So what does it mean to change his makom? So the poskim say that even though some question, maybe he should even change where he sits in the house. In other words, the father of the house no longer sit at the front of the table and so on. Nevertheless, we do not follow that. Where did the Rambam go? The Rambam's over there. But rather, the shinui makom that's done is in the base haknesses. Where's this pin? Just a second. Where's this opinion? This is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel says that he should change his makom. However, he should not change his makom on Shabbos. Just a second. Just then, let me just give me a minute. No, I can't find it here in the Rambam. Excuse me. No. It's here, Yud Aleph. So for some reason I have difficulty finding it. Maybe, Michael, it's my onus for not taking your question. Go ahead, Michael, what's on your mind? No, so it would be, the halacha is that he changes his makom specifically for the 30 days or Yud Beis Chodesh. So if it's for an Ach, it would be 30 days, and if it's for Aviv Imo, then it would be Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay. I see my mistake. There are two Yud Alephs. There are two Yud Alephs. Okay. It's not the Rambam. It's not the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel. It's the Beis Yosef. Okay, so that was an error where I quoted in the name of the Rambam. It's the Beis Yosef on this halacha and Shin Sadi Dalid. The Beis Yosef is of the opinion that that it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. However,
shouldn't change the
Shinui Makom. In other words, he changes his Makom only during the week and not on Shabbos. Why? What's the svar of the Beis Yosef? The Beis Yosef, as far as Avelis Befar Hesya. The Rama says that we don't follow that. V'yeshom shigam b'shabes yishanim mekomo, v'chein ha-minig poshut, v'ein l'shanos ha-minig. So this is the minig that Avel is supposed to change his makom. Since I made that error, I would like to read this inside. One second. I apologize I'm holding you up, but I want to rectify the error. Now we say when we daven, umasha shogis. For before we learn, umasha shagisi kvar hemidani al ha'emes. So the Beis Yosef is over here. He quotes the Nemuke Yosef. Just a second. And then he says, Ve'en anidun domu l'raya. Dehasam shani shayi osim amados u'mashos b'beis ha'kvaros. Avol kishaminichim mekoma b'beis ha'knesses l'mokom avelim. Mechsi kimonogim avelos b'shabbis. V'yasher kocham shalanogim shelo l'shanos mekoma b'shabbis. The Beis Yosef concludes, yasher koach to those who have the custom not to change their makom. Where it's interesting, the source of changing of shinui makom is amorphous. The Nemukei Yosef just quotes it as mikan nearly pashut sheba osam mekoma shenagu leishev b'shabbos mekoma etc. etc. Then the minig is
of shin.
So it's not a right. I think you're right. I think it's not a gemara. But I think you're right that it does appear in the Evo Rabbasi. Okay, so that's this minug of changing one's makom. So what is it, halacha lemaisa? So according to the Pischei Tshuva, at the end of Sif Katan Zayin, he quotes a Chamudei Daniel. The Chamudei Daniel says that one is supposed to change one's makom in shul for amos. What one should do is change four amos from one's makom in shul. Because, al pi halacha, four amos is this all considered the same makom. That's all considered the same makom. However, the Gesher HaChaim deals with the following problem. The Gesher HaChaim deals, what are you going to do with the Rav? The Rav who has to change his place. So the Rav, how is he going to move Dalet Amos? So the Gesher HaChaim suggests that the way in which you would solve that is that really the Dalet Amos is not Ma'akev. He says, if the Rav is going to change from, let's say he used to sit, let's say it's a thin aron. So the aron itself, if we go from one side of the aron to the other aron, like in our base medrash, how wide is the aron? It's not four amos. So if he would go, let's say the rabbanim would sit on the mizrach next to the aron, like in many shuls, so then in such a case, then going from one side to the next maybe would not qualify as four amos. However, says the Gesher HaChaim, that's fine, because it's what's critical is not for him to move Dalet Amos, but in some way to show that he's going down. So what does it mean, going down? So he says, in theory, if the Rav would feel comfortable, if the community would feel comfortable, that the Rav wouldn't sit in the front, but would sit down, that would also fulfill. However, if the community wants the Rav still to sit on the Mizrach, so then if moving over, even like going from one side of the Aron Kodesh to the other, would also qualify, says the Gesher HaChaim. Rav Miller pointed out that the Gesher HaChaim doesn't seem to be going with the whole idea of Dalet Amos altogether. In fact, the Gesher HaChaim says, if he sat towards the back, and now he moved all the way to the front, he says, that's a Shinui Makom, that's moving up in the world. Here the assumption is that there's some significance to the Mizrach. So then in such a case, he says that wouldn't qualify. However, he says the most important thing is to be moving either to his right or to his left, or moving backwards. However, if he sat towards the back and moving towards the front, the Gesher HaChaim was a little bit uncomfortable with that being a Shinui Makom. So Miller thought that there's a fundamental machlokis here between the Chamudei Daniel and the Gesher HaChaim. The Chamudei Daniel is understanding that it's halacha moving in four amos, while the Gesher HaChaim is saying that really he should move down, he should move back. However, Bidyevin moving to his left and to his right would also be acceptable, and it's not important, particularly important for the Gesher HaChaim that be particularly Dalet Amos. So two different minhagim today. According to the Gesher HaChaim, maybe there's an inyan of someone who sits towards in the middle, not to move towards the front, but even move towards the back. That is what emerges from the Gesher HaChaim. Finally, last thing to wrap up in Simon Shin Sadi Gimel is in regards to the Avel going out for davening. So the Mechaber writes the following: Shin Sadi Gimel Ha'avel Eini Yotze Bechol Beis HaKnesses Avol B'Shabbes Yotze. In general, he doesn't go out, but on Shabbos he does. Of course, our custom is that right after Lichadodi, before Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, the Avel doesn't stay in the shul during Lichadodi, and when he comes in, people wish him Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. Va'anu Noagim, says the Mechaber, Shebechol Yom Kriyas HaTorah Yotze LeBeis HaKnesses. Our custom is to go out to the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mechaber is talking about an Avel that doesn't have a minion in his house, so he would go out, we mentioned there's an Isser Avel, but this will be a Tzorech, Kriyas HaTorah will be considered a Tzorech. However, well, just a second, let me just finish the halacha. However, the Rama says, Ubemedinas Elu Nogin Shein Yotzei Ela B'Shabbos. Our custom is that we don't go out except on Shabbos, and it would seem that even if he's going to miss Kriyas HaTorah, the Rama does not have a problem. That the minig in Ashkenaz is that if he doesn't have a minion in his house, he'll end up missing Kriyas HaTorah. The Pesachei Tshuva comments in Sifkat and Beis, B'sefer Chochmas Adam B'Kutras Matzeves Moshe Simen Ches, Kosev Dezel Pi Masha Kosev Simen Shin Ayin Vav, Shemitzvah L'Spal Beis Avol. No, says the Chochmas Adam in the Kutras Matzeves Moshe. He says that is only the reason why we don't leave the house is because we have a minion. Our custom is to have a minion in the Beis Avol. V'im came Yesha Masara Av Makom Di'i Efshar. The Rama was never talking about a case of a person's going to miss minyan. If he's going to miss minyan, the Chochmas Adam says, not only Kriyas HaTorah, if he's going to miss any minyan, the Mechaber seemed to be concerned missing Kriyas HaTorah. Chochmas Adam says if he misses minyan, then he goes. However, the Magen Avram disagrees, continues the Pesachei Tshuva. Ach Magen Avram mashma, the mispal b'yichidi, v'lechem yesh minyan, neged beso, b'oso chotzer, l'kuli alma mutter. So the Magen Avram, what comes out is he's not supposed to leave into the street, but if there's next door within the chotzer, let's say there was a person, lo aleinu, sitting shiva in an area like ours, so if it was within a chotzer, he could go to the minyan in the chotzer, according to the Magen Avram, but he shouldn't go into the street, because that's part of the Yisrael Lotz's face. So there's a machlekes achroinim, whether the tzorech qualifies in terms of minyan or not. Mechaber seems to say that the tzorech is defined by Kriyas HaTorah. The Chochmas Adam says minyan would also qualify Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. The Magen Avram says that outside of the chatzar he should not leave for anything. I just want to point out one thing and then rectify something I had said last week, and that is the words of the Chaya Adam over here is mitzvah lehispal al b'beis avel. I saw this and I saw Gesher HaChaim and I said that there is a special inyan to have a minyan b'beis ha'avel. Reb Tzvi last week stopped me and asked me about that, and I assume that what the Chochmas Adam and others were talking about was an inyan to have a minyan where the Avelim are, not only to have the minyan for the Avelim, but also that there should be a place, particularly also where the Niftar lived, to have, because often the Beis Avel is where the Niftar lived, so then in such a case there's such an inyan. However, Rav Tzvi argued that if you look in Shin Ayin Vav, and where we saw it in Shin Pei Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, you'll see that the Lashon of the Rama was that Makom She HaNiftar Meis, the place where he actually died. So I looked further in the Chochmas Adam, and even though the Chochmas Adam, and often in places, just says B'makom Beis HaAvel, B'makom HaNiftar, clearly the Chochmas Adam himself assumes that L'chatchila, that halacha is to the place where the individual actually passed away. To which Rav Tzvi then told me that Rav Shechter argued that today this halacha doesn't apply, because most people pass away in a hospital, and we're not going to make minyanim and sit shiva in the hospital, so he argued that this halacha, this requirement to daven b'makom sheyesh niftar, doesn't apply. I thought that there was a separate kiyum of davening in the place of where the avelim are, which tend to be the house of the niftar, but there's no hechreach to that, even though it sounded that way from the Gesher HaChaim and the Chochmas Adam. So nachzor l'inyanenu, coming back to Yisur Yitziah, we have the sheet of the Mechaber, we have the sheet of the Rama, and the machlokis amongst Ashkenazic poskim of whether if l'chatchila there should be a minyan b'beis ha'avel. However, if there isn't, what should be done, whether he leaves or doesn't leave. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next time we're going to continue with the halachos of those things that apply for shloshim. So tispores, kvisa, even we'll come back a little bit to rechitza. All of the halachos of shloshim, Mirtz Hashem, will be on Thursday. Want me to go through the list? Yes.